A 22-year-old who rode the treacherous Canning Stock Route in WA on a self-made bike will be recognised today as the Australian Geographic's Young Adventurer of the Year. The Canning Stock Route stretches about 1,900 kilometres over hilly and sandy terrain. It's one of Australia's most remote and challenging tracks. Indeed, road signs warn the track is only suitable for four-wheel drive vehicles. But Sam Mitchell saw that as a challenge. He rode a solar-powered bike into the desert for a 50-day adventure. Sam Mitchell joins me in the breakfast studio now. Sam, welcome and congratulations.
Thanks for having me.
Young Adventurer of the Year, that's quite a title. How adventurous do you feel?
Oh, I don't know. I never really think of it about it as being an adventurous person. You just go and do stuff.
Well, let's talk about what you did go and do, the stuff you went. You rode a solar-powered bike, which I think you made, is that right?
Pretty much. I built the trailer and modified the bike.
Okay. You drove this bike across the Canning Stock Route. It took you 50 days. Why did you decide to do it?
I wanted a challenge and I wanted to see if it could be done. So, like, I'd been through WA before on a solar bike and was stuck to the tar and wanted to see if I could do dirt, and then saw the Canning and thought maybe that could be possible. I don't know if it could be possible. Maybe it could be. I'll give it a shot and see.
You built yourself what you call a fat bike to do the trip. I'm looking at a picture now. It's a sort of a normal-looking bike then with a trailer off the back, which is laden with solar panels. Is that essentially how it looks? What's a fat bike? Can you describe it?
So a fat bike is basically like a normal bike, but instead of having small, maybe up to 2-inch tyres like you'd have on
it's
a normal
bike. Got fat ones.
Fat, so like 3 or 4 inch, 4.5 inch sometimes. And I had a trailer full of solar panels. Those solar panels charged batteries which ran motors in the bike.
And that powered the motors in the bike. So you weren't pedalling the whole way?
I was pedalling most of the time, but the motors were helping too. So I might be doing 30% of the work and 70% of the work might be coming from the motors.
But that wasn't all. You've got this massive solar panel really on the back of this trailery thing. But you also had a lot of supplies, didn't you? Because it's dry out there and there's not a lot of general stores along the Canning Stock Route, I don't think.
No, there's not. Out of that 50 days I passed, I think the only water I got was ever out of wells or bores. And I passed one shop halfway through.
So what did you eat?
At the start I ate lots of peanut butter, lentils, ate falafels.
Falafels?
Yeah.
Pre-cooked, I'm assuming.
No? I brought falafel powder and had oil and do falafels on a campfire.
And what about water?
Wells.
And so that's easy to do?
It's doable. Sometimes I kind of wanted to treat it or you'd filter it through a bit of T-shirt or something.
I did read that by the end of it you were drinking your washing up water, is that right?
I was drinking my washing up water from fairly early on. It just sort of makes sense. It's kind of gross, but you get used to it.
And 50 days, did you think it was going to take you 50 days or did you think you could do it more quickly than that?
No, I thought I could do it in about 30. Mm. Based on what other bikes had done, everyone was doing it in like 30, maybe 25. I thought maybe I'll do it in 25.
So what kept you?
I was big and heavy and slow. Being like I was well over 300 kilos at the start with my bike and my food and me. And it's just really hard dragging several hundred kilos of stuff up a sand dune.
So literally you were riding up and down sand dunes?
Yeah, I think there's meant to be like 1,000 sand dunes or something along the track.
This crazy young man you're listening to is Sam Mitchell, who's just been named the Australian Geographic Society Young Adventurer of the Year. I shouldn't call you crazy, I should call you ambitious, because you're into solar engineering. In fact, you're now studying renewable energy engineering at the University in Sydney. So you're keen on using solar power and you can see the physical challenge. What about the mental challenge on something like this? 50 days essentially alone.
It's hard. I think the hardest bit's always the bit at the start. Once you get into it, it's fine. It's almost like a normal lifestyle. It becomes just you get up in the morning and you go and that's just what you do. But at the start when you're just starting out and you don't know if you can make it and you're like, at the start I thought I had 30, 40 days ahead of me of just dragging this trailer up and down sand dunes, then, yeah, it's hard and you prepare yourself for it as much as you can just by knowing that it's going to be tough and then you get used to it once you've been out there for a few days.
You get used to it. Well, you're back now, well back. As I say, you're studying renewable energy engineering. Are you planning another adventure?
Not at the moment. I should have something planned, but I don't yet. I'll have to find something.
Because you're not quite done with the leftover feelings of that one, or you haven't? Nothing's caught your fancy?
Nothing's caught my fancy yet.
I'm sure it will, Sam. You've just got that glint in your eye. Sam Mitchell, congratulations. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Sam Mitchell, be named today Australian Geographic Society's Young Adventurer of the Year, being presented with this award at a gala dinner in Sydney tonight. You're listening to RM Breakfast.